Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
Hello folks, thank you for joining us. When last we left our heroes, they were making their way through a fey mound. They had gotten through the first chamber of this mound, filled with crystal stalagmites jutting out of the ground. And as the party tried to progress across the chamber, the stalactites started to move, crisscrossing over their paths, slicing into some of our party members, doing some injuries, minor injuries to them. Thankfully, nothing too severe. The party sorcerer, having a very difficult time dodging these moving pieces of stone, was thankfully protected by the defensive spell that her dear friend Sylvie had cast on her just before they entered, the Barkskin spell, preventing her from any other serious harm. We are having some issues. Neve is having some issues with her connectivity, so she may be dropping in and out of the call, unfortunately. Nothing we can do about that. Hopefully she'll be back with us soon. And I'm not going to adjust the overlay right now, because if and when she does come back, this will all reset. So we shall return. So standing in front of the this new tunnel that leads on about 40 meters or so, you reckon? And you can see there is kind of light towards the end of this tunnel. So whatever chamber or next section of the mound you'll be going into does also appear to have some sort of illumination. And whereas before, the air smelled stale and musty, like a room that had not been opened in decades, now you can get the very faintest scent of plant life and possibly trees.
Okay. Switch around my rifle so I can use the butt to probe the ground in front of me.
Okay, sure, of course. You can do that. And Aminata, of course, if you want to do any detect traps, certainly that you decide,
yes.
Okay?
I will detect traps, and I'll also use my cane for the same reason, for the same thing.
Oh, if only we had if only we had a random 10-foot pole.
Exactly. And
oh, come on. Who would carry that?
I will still also be chucking pebbles.
Yeah, cool. So what was your role on your detect traps?
Oh, Jesus, not 20 again.
Yes. You're not spotting anything.
What dice do you have? I've got to get those.
No, those my dice that I did not buy for this character. Mm.
Yeah, it's always like that.
Yeah, of course. The dice you buy for your character always roll terribly for that character.
Because I remember the dice that you got for Selena in campaign one were like...
Oh, they rolled shit.
You were just like, I can't use these. This is fucking ridiculous.
So, same marching order as before. Sophie, Aminata, Gwyn, Justine, Sylvia, and Mina, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I might take the lead on this one just in case... If I do spring something, I seem to be the most dexterous.
Yeah,
so I might be able to.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
I will kiss your hand again and slide behind you. And yeah, she's looking out of it.
Yep, of course. So
I'm just going to flick her hair.
Slowly making your way forward after a few moments. It was only about a 40-meter tunnel, not very long at all. You find yourself coming into a second chamber, and as you come in, the light that's coming into you, this is bizarre. Looking up at the chamber, you don't see a ceiling, you see blue sky. And the chamber in front of you does not appear to be a chamber, but rather a vast forest.
Oh no. We
don't. If you're in the fey realm, you can't do anything about it now. Should we look? I've been hired for this and to protect you, but should we leave?
Well, that's the problem with leaving. I'm not just going to look behind us to see if there's any way we could possibly get back, but there was no other way. than to proceed forward.
As with everything else, the only way out is through. So, magicians, I don't suppose you can tell me that. No, Sophie is just going to light up a cigarette. I don't suppose the old magicians could tell me this is an illusion.
Yes, Justine, you could cast Detect Magic, and if mm-hmm. this is an illusion, you would immediately know.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
So you cast Detect Magic, and you are immediately, not overwhelmed, but like hit by just a sea of arcane power surrounding you, okay? You are in a place that is made of magic, but there is no indication that this is an illusion. This is clearly magical because it's a bloody forest underground with a blue sky overhead. So it is incredibly magical, but you're pretty sure that it's real on at least some level.
So very conveniently, I also have a fairy dragon who is a fairy. So the fairy magic should not do anything to him.
No.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to command him to just fly around and see what the story is. If the illusion doesn't break, and I'm going to look through his eyes.
Yes, of course. So you take a moment and you close your eyes looking through Anklagon's as the small, cat-sized, black-scaled fairy dragon leaps off your shoulder and flies out into the trees, weaving between the canopy, taking a minute or two, going around, going up over the trees to look down and around. What he sees is the kind of stuff that you would expect to see in a forest. Squirrels, birds, some deer. But this, for all intents and purposes, it does appear to be a real and genuine forest.
So, you know, Vermont, they could just be.
Well, at least it's not a portal to the fair realm. That's something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is better than before.
Yeah. And so Anklagon doesn't spot anything like weird, because I'm sure as a fairy dragon you'll be able to distinguish like a real forest from not a real forest. So to him it's a real forest, yeah?
To him it feels very much like home. And if you try to communicate with him, because you can through emotion and pictures, he's giving off vibes of home, which to him was the Tronke Forest.
Yeah.
Which was a enchanted forest filled with not just fae, but magical animals that could speak, trees that could move on their own or move when commanded by the Lady of the Forest. It's giving off a very similar energy to the Tronke Forest. Whether that is good or bad is up to you, but yes.
Okay, can I see if there's anything alive and moving around here?
Give me awareness roll.
This sounds more like an area with my expertise could come into play.
Yeah, actually.
So that's 16 on the die, which is a dirty 20, I believe.
Plus keen eyes, 21. I mean, it looks very much like a normal forest to you. You spot a couple of little critters bouncing around in the trees. As I said, some birds, some squirrels and stuff like that. But it seems like a normal forest.
Right.
I think we should just keep moving through and try.
I will say, when Anklagon is doing his flight around, and when he does get to a good height, you do see that off in the distance, you do see what looks like possibly the end of the chamber that this forest is in. So if you keep going effectively straight, you should eventually get through the forest and out of this chamber.
Yeah, I'm going to command Anklagon to follow us, but to follow us and look at us from above and alert me if there is anything dangerous approaching us.
Sorry, Yassine, you're not like looking through his eyes. You don't need help getting through your... Right?
Yeah, no, I'm not looking through his eyes, but
okay,
I'm telling him to tell me
to command, if he spots something. Because as long as you're within, I think it's... I can't remember. It's like 100 meters or something.
Yeah, I think it's 100.
He can message us. So, yeah.
Mamselle Eminata, if you'd lead the way. I'll cover you. And she shoulders, oops, I'm so sorry. She shoulders her gun.
Right. So
you hear, Aminata, you hear in your head via the lesser telepathy contra of Sylvia saying, yeah, I bet you will.
Aminata is actually just going to like, and proceed. But as they do, they're just going to like put a little more swing in their hip just to poke fun at that comment.
So, yeah, as I said, you are continuing along through this forest for a good while. You're not sure how long. You do occasionally like hear the sounds of movement of animals, and once or twice you see what looks like a deer or something scarting off. A fox at one stage pokes its head out of a bush and looks at you all cockily like a fox does, and then just continues on its merry way.
Sorry, Neil, I have a question.
Yes.
You know, Sylvia is sort of obviously really comfortable with forests.
Absolutely.
Has the vibe in here? Is it kind of like Dryad's Grove or Tronke Forest or the forest where she did her training or that kind of
similar thing? Vibe to the Tronke Forest and the Enchanted Forest that you had previous experience in, that was full of fae and ruled by an elven lady. It's similar vibe to that.
Okay, I just wanted to check for like if it was a Druid Grove kind of thing.
Very similar,
Dryad Grove.
So as you're going on, you're maybe going about 30-40 minutes traveling through this forest when Anglagon notices some movement in the trees ahead and kind of relays this to you. But it's kind of a weird kind of movement. It's not like something large is traveling through and disturbing the trees. The trees are just moving on their own.
Oh, so like the trees in the Tronke Forest.
Maybe.
Like when they made an arch and like fired us into the Fae Realm.
You don't know. You're mute. Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Eustine's trying to describe as best as she can what she saw.
If anybody wants to give me awareness rolls, they can.
Absolutely. And would it be possible for Aminata to use their revealing insight feat? I'm not sure if it works because it's empathy and behavioral based, so I'm not sure if that relates.
Maybe you can empathize with the trees.
Actually, I am a nymph fae touch, so
can we
give me a roll first of all?
I've got to add that spell to my wish list. I've been compiling a wish list.
That is 19.
I got a total. I got a natural 20 for a total of 25.
Okay, and Aminata, yours was 19 plus.
I rolled a 19 plus 2 for my. Oh, 3, yeah.
Yeah, so that's 22. Okay, so we have an add 20 to total of 25, 22.
And as a druid, I get to reroll perception checks in natural surroundings. So
I got a 19.
That
total.
Was. If I'm adding keen eyes, that was a 21.
Okay, right. So, okay, that's some really great rolls. This is what you notice as you're moving along through the forest. A few of you spot that it's kind of weird, but the bark on some of the trees, the way the little knots and whorls in the bark, like... They almost look like faces.
That's horrifying.
I was like, yay, but also okay.
Yeah. So
are they friendly faces or are they angry faces?
Okay. Oh, is this like, sorry, just because we have a 4-year-old who's obsessed with My Little Pony. This is a particular episode when they're in the spooky forest and the trees all look really angry.
If you want to try and use laughter,
no, I am not.
The scariness, like pink.
Sylvia is not going to use laughter to banish.
You could try to overcome the challenges using the magic of friendship.
Friendship,
friendship is magic.
Friendship is magic. So absolutely.
I mean, that's what we've been doing so far, right?
Yeah, I think she's gonna practice proper gun safety and aim for a gun at the ground. It'd be like,
I might say some words just to try and get our intention across. Like, just we're not here with the intention to destroy anything. Sort of vibes is what I want to put across. Like, what did my revealing insight do?
So you're getting a vibe of like possible hostility from these trees.
Okay. Yeah. So Aminata is going to step forward, and she's going to curtsy because she's like, "Listen, they are probably hella fucking old. I'm going to respect the elders and say we have no intent on destroying your forest. We are adventurers, and we do not intend any malice in your home."
Okay, give me a charm roll.
Pretend we're not here to steal shit.
Well, technically, I was not lying, because there is no intent in malice. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
We only want to rob them blind. It's fine.
This is persuasion, because you are, and you add your wordsmith modifier as well. So that's.
And can I add my conversationalist?
Yes, but only because you have the same level of training in Faelor.
Okay, cool. So that is 14. So my charm and persuasion, that's 17. Conversationalist is 19. And then my... four. Yeah, so 23.
Okay. Right.
I don't like that laugh at all.
Mina is hearing this, and she's kind of putting Albert to her stick around and going like, "He's not an axe."
But she was just going to be like, "Who's this one?"
Okay, so this is what happened.
He's only here for emotional support for you, yeah?
That was a ridiculous role by you, Aminata.
Trees.
Okay, that was a ridiculous role by you, Aminata, so, but it was brilliant and a good use of your skills. So this is what happens. These trees, their facial expressions do not change in any way. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Facial expressions.
You do see some of the branches moving on their own. Mm-hmm. So these trees are clearly not a normal tree, not a mundane tree, okay? Clearly some sort of a magical or fae-like tree, okay? But you also notice that some vines on the ground had been squirming around, and some of them had been coming up kind of, they're actually coming towards you all, but they stop their movement, and the trees start to shift slightly, and actually they physically are moving themselves and parting, revealing a pathway for you all through this section of the forest anyway.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Aminata is going to, again, curtsy and lead the way through the path.
Okay. So yeah.
Sylvia is going to, via the lesser telepathy cantrip, say to Aminata, "You must show and teach me how to do that."
Oh, absolutely. It's one of my favorite tricks. It's very handy on getting extra ice cream at dinner time.
Right.
Oh, I meant communicating with trees. I'm not good at, you know.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much we need to talk about, Sylvia.
So, you eventually, after another 45, 50 minutes or so of walking through the forest, finally find yourselves at the edge of the tree line, okay? And you see up ahead of you, about 30 or so meters away across the ground, another opening in the wall of the cave that this forest was in, the cave chamber.
Right.
Leading you further onward, okay? Okay. So, this chamber or this tunnel goes on for about 60 or so meters. As you're walking along, you get about like halfway there. And you do finally, about 30, 40 meters in, you can see up ahead of you flickering kind of golden light, like firelight or something, okay?
Mm-hmm. Firelight. It's the or something that I'm like...
So, continuing on, you finally reach the end of this tunnel and come into a final chamber, which does appear to be, it's quite vast, okay? It's a rectangular chamber. It's approximately 60 meters long, approximately 30 meters wide, and looks to be somewhere between 4 and 5 meters in height. The chamber is decorated along the walls with glittering stone, similar to granite with the quartz crystal, but not quite the same. There are braziers scattered around the chamber as well, with flames flickering from them, providing light, but also casting shadows as their flames move around. And you see there are nooks and alcoves throughout the chamber, carved into various columns that stretch up to that roof, the nearly 5 meter high roof, okay? And at the far, far end of the chamber is a miniature throne like dais, okay? And set there in front of the throne, you see atop a pillar, you see three chests, okay? Three wooden chests, very, very finely made. Four chests. And that's basically it.
Right. So, again, detect traps and hidden secrets.
Give me a roll.
Question also, the braziers. Mm-hmm. Are there many of them? Or
yeah, like, it's a massive chamber. So there's like...
Okay, yeah, it's like loads of them.
I don't know, 15, 20 of them, I don't know. Like, you know, they're scattered. They're about... Each brazier is about 2-3 meters from the next one, and each one creating a small radial like effect of like it's basically it's a somewhat dimly lit chamber, you know.
Okay, so that is.
But we still have our lamp and the moonlight.
Yeah. So that is an 18.
You don't spot any traps, certainly from where you are standing at the entrance of the chamber. Doesn't appear to be anything around the immediate vicinity of you that is catching your eye.
Mimsel Sorceress, is there magic here?
I'm going to use this like magic.
Yeah, there's magic. Of course there's magic. There's bleeds of magic. There's braziers that have got fire coming out of them and stuff.
There's magic coming out the wazoo.
Magic in the air.
You're in a fey mound. Yes, of course there's magic.
Excuse me, you have to double check. I have an academic background, right?
Yes.
Science.
Yes. Well, I mean, any magic that's not obvious, like
a secret magical trap or something.
I don't know.
This is the problem, is that there is a... It's like there's a field of magic that just permeates the entire area. You know what I mean? What I will say is that you do get a faint... I need to check. What's the... I don't think you would, because I think it's outside of the range of your spell. 3 minutes. No, yeah, so you won't... currently, you only have a 9 meter radius of this spell. So within that 9 meter radius, the magics that you're picking up are from the braziers. Okay.
All right. Well, I suppose that makes sense, given that you know they would need to be.
Can I try and do another like lap with Anklagon around the room and see if he spots something, and he sees something, and he feels something weird?
Because sure. He expands the range, doesn't he?
You can cast spells through Anklagon, yes.
I think I'll see if there's something he spots first, because he's a fey creature, so he magic is like his home, so he knows his stuff.
I'm going to poke at one of the chests with my rifle.
Oh.
The chests are there on the other end of the chamber, as I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got to go a good 60 meters if you want to get to them.
Which I would not recommend.
Don't go alone. I do think we do need to move into the chamber, but...
If you wanted to cast a spell to Anklagon, he can be up to 30 meters from you when you cast a spell, mm-hmm. using his position as the center point for the range of the spell. So give me an awareness roll for Anklagon.
Ten.
So what was it, 10?
Was that including your mods? Because he's like...
Including his mods, he has a plus 4. So that's
so 14.
14. Yeah, with a 14, he's not really spotting anything massively, like, jumping out at him.
Mm-hmm. So, can I send him as far as I can within the reach of me still being able to cast some spells and try to do detect magic again?
Yeah, so you can send him halfway down the chamber and cast detect magic again. So just be keeping track of your mana, like all these detect magics and all the rest of that now. Mm-hmm. And so he gets halfway, the chamber's 60 meters long, so he gets halfway down the chamber, and within that space, all you're picking up, how much mana are you spending on it? Just the base 2? Because the more mana you spend, the more powerful it is, and the more you will learn.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. It doesn't increase, right?
Uh-uh. I'll spend 4.
Okay. With that 4, so... with a 4, you obviously getting the enchantment of the braziers, and it's kind of weird, it's hard to tell. You're just getting kind of a general magical energy in the surrounds of the chamber, but it's separate from the like general magical field that is the Fae Mound itself. It's like there's like these like sparks of arcane energy that just seem to be shifting and moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have arcane lore.
Mm-hmm.
Can I try and think about what it could be?
Give me an intellect roll.
Maybe you've read about, you know,
yeah,
something like magical braziers full of fire.
So I rolled 16. I have intellect of 4, and I have plus 2 arcane roll.
So that's a 22.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really good roll. Fuck.
She's pretty smart in the same way that Amanada is very dexterous. With that,
like Team Rocket.
With that 22, I'll say that it's
you learn everything.
It's weird. It's similar to some of the energies of the Sphere of Twilight, mm-hmm. but there's an extra layer to it going on. It's not fixed. The way this magic is bouncing around, it's very strange. It's like twilight, like shadowy type twilight, like energy moving around.
Okay, can I tell it to the rest of the party and see if someone can roll Faelore? Because I don't have Faelore. I have.
I can do that.
Yeah. I've also got Faelore. I mean, can I?
Who's smarter, Aminata or Sylvie?
Oh, my intellect's only one, so I assume Aminata is smarter.
We're the same.
Yeah. Oh, my intellect is two, and I have Phalor, so I can.
Okay,
help.
Gwen.
That is 15.
Can we help and give a bonus?
Not really for this.
Well, that's I'm adding my Phalor plus my intellect, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's 19.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That's a good roll.
With that, you are wondering, is there maybe something hidden in the chamber?
Like a hidden secret?
That Aminata could roll for, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably need to get closer, though. That's the thing.
Can I tell with that roll a general direction?
No, because from Justine's detect magic roll, it wasn't in a specific direction. It was.
It was shifting.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Staying. Aminata is going to turn to Gwen and Sylvia and say, I think it may be best if I proceed, but I also think I may need some sort of help, magical help. Justine, anyone?
Oh, I can bless you. So what I can to make you, more dexterous, basically what I'm trying to say without saying I can give you a plus three is I can give you a plus three.
I will take it.
You
can bless her.
Yeah.
Just one small thing. I have arcane awareness cantrip that says
that's nothing that I can. But compare like just the range on that compared to the room that you're in, you know.
Mm-hmm. But the says I will know the general direction of the source, so maybe if I like concentrate on specifically on that thing that I noticed.
But the thing was that you cast that detect magic through Anklagon when he was 30 meters in, and the range on that is 7 meters versus the 9 meters for your detect magic.
So here's the other thing I can do. I can cast Bark Skin on you, Aminata. The only thing is, be aware that because there are braziers, this may be you may get hit with fire. Fire will do double damage to you.
Maybe not with the Bark Skin.
It does still give you some resistance. It just means that the resistance will run out faster if you are attacked with fire. Understand what I mean? You know, so it will give you some resistance. Mm-hmm. Just it won't be as good if you
Bend
get
the fire.
I can cast.
Oh, is that your stand?
Yeah.
I can cast Lesser Arcane Defense.
That might be the better bet.
Yeah, so I'll give you the Lesser Bless. I just think because you'll take that double damage with Bark Skin, it's not going to be worth it.
Except that you can only cast that on yourself.
Dams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can give you the defense. I'll give you the bark skin anyway.
Do you want to cast bark skin and bless?
Yeah, I'm going to do that because it's going to give you some resistance.
Okay.
If the extra hit points, if not enough.
I can't give you any of that, but would you care for a kiss for luck?
Kiss has granted me quite great luck in the past. Aminata is going to glide in eeringly smooth and pop Sophie's face.
Oh.
No, Sophie swoons. She's just like... Sophie's gone.
Okay. Sophie's gone. And you know the wonderful thing? If we don't all die, you can go for dinner or something, yeah?
That would be lovely. Aminata at that is going to step back, swing around, and like as they turn around, their hair is kind of going to give off a slight like cinnamony, slightly like fresh scent, as they kind of take a nice deep breath in to center themselves and start stepping forward bit by bit.
So you have the minor... Nave?
Yeah?
There was
weird
audio coming from you.
Okay.
So, Aminata, with the bark skin cast on you, your skin taking on this mottled wood-like texture, and the minor bless as well, you... Oh, crap.
I gonna...
You've just dropped.
Yeah.
Bob.
We'll just... I'll message her to update what we're doing.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. I just gonna elbow Sylvie a little bit, and I'm like, do these two like each other?
So, right, so Aminata, you start moving into the chamber. Are you just heading towards the dais with the chests on it, or what you do?
Sylvia is looking at you exactly like,
Aminata is not going to go in any detectable pattern themselves.
Okay.
So they're almost going to practically start dancing around this chamber. So gliding over here, pirouetting that way. Yeah, little shimmy jazz hands.
Okay. So
focus.
So as you start moving in this erratic fashion along the chamber. Okay, the rest of the party there at the entrance, waiting, watching Sophie, rifle, trains, trying to focus on any threats that might emerge, with that focus being distracted by Aminata's swaying hips.
100%, yeah.
Once you get 10 meters in,
Resolve roll.
I want to use my detect.
Well, once you get 10 meters in, you all notice the brazier start flickering more and making shadows in the chamber longer, moving around more and more. And as they do, some of the shadows break off from the walls as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7 wraith-like beings appearing to be made of pure shadow emerge, all heading towards Aminata. And I think that is a perfect place to pause in our story.
You're fucking shitting me! No way!
Oh my God.
I have some words, but none of them are nice words.
It's 10 past 10, folks. It's very late. Okay. I know. It's a school night.
It's 2 p.m. Okay, so we're switching to Vancouver time and going.
We're not all in North American continent, okay? So,
oh my God.
Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, Sophie. We will finish this adventure, same bat time, same bat channel, next week. I said thank you all for joining us. And reminders that you can find us on the Bird app while it is still there. If you have an invite code, we are also on Blue Sky, also at Fey Earth. You can find all of our content on fey-earth.idch.io. Free to download stuff. We have our an early release core rulebook, a starter adventure, and one shots if you just want to try out for an evening. And there is our Patreon, of course, if you want to help support us. Sophie, tell people where they can find your amazing stuff.
I'm Kaylee, the Gnome Barbarian. You can find me on the Bird app at Bruce Kaylee, just like my name is spelt on the overlay, I assume. And you can find my games that I've written on Itch under Gnome Barbarian. That's Bard and Barian.
Yeah, and there are some wonderful games, including the delightful Kaiju Kaiju game Monster Ascent, which I actually did a solo play on Twitch a few months back. It was so much fun. 100% would recommend it. So yet again, thank you for joining us all, and we shall see you all next week. So bye, everybody.
Oh my God.
Bye.
How did you finish it on that?